Okay, by sheer good fortune, I've come to the Tweet Cafe. And who do I find myself sitting beside but the CEO of Dundeel? And John, we never met before. It's John Warburton. And John, I won't pretend to know. Talk to me as if I know nothing about Dundeel. I would be very grateful for a short conversation with you about it.
Yep. Well, in simple terms, it's a classified website based in Wexford, the sunny southeast.
Of Ireland?
Yep. And we have a platform where you can buy and sell goods online, anything from bicycles to motorboats to cars to socks to TVs. You name it, we sell.
Are you like Craigslist?
Yeah, basically the Craigslist of Ireland.
Got it. The reason I said that is... Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
There's a robot approaching.
What is that?
It looks like some kind of robot, and it's playing music, and it looks pretty scary, but pretty cool.
Isn't that the robot from Star Wars?
I think it is. There's MHC seem to be sponsoring it.
Okay, look. I mentioned Craigslist because there's an audience for this podcast in America, and they will understand, or North America, they'll understand Craigslist, you see.
Yeah.
So carry on with the Wexford Dundeel.
Yeah, so now it's about 7 years old now, and it's the biggest classified website in Ireland, or actually one of the biggest websites in Ireland. We have about 500,000 people a day visiting our site.
All from Ireland, or do you actually get people from other countries?
No, all from Ireland. From the island of Ireland, which is 6 million inhabitants. We have, like I say, pretty much anything you want to buy or sell is available on Dundeel.
And of all these hits on a day, which is, I'm staggered, I'm still reeling from that, right?
Yeah, but most people are.
But I would imagine that using Pareto's law, something like 80% of them are looking for 20% of the things on the site.
Yeah, that's a pretty good assumption.
And what is the most popular thing that people
cars,
look for?
Cars is most popular, but I mean, I'll tell you one thing that's really big in Ireland is dogs.
Dogs?
Dogs is pretty big. Motorcycles, baby wear, prams, buggies, electronics, TVs, handsets.
But if I want to, I have a dog, right? Let's talk dog. I have a dog. He's a Cotton de Tullier, right? He's a very...
Familiar with it?
Are you?
Yeah, we have those brands on the site.
Now, you've shocked me. I was about to say to you, you know, this is an unknown breed. Hardly anyone's ever heard of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly buy one of these.
Unfortunately, I know a lot about dog breeds that I don't want to know.
Okay, wow. Well, I'm still recovering. A Cotton de Tullier, my little dog, Rocky, who's known on the internet as Omani Dog, by the way.
Oh, really?
He does actually... I do.
Does he have his own tweet hashtag?
Well, he does have his own hashtag.
Yeah,
and he does go on walking the dog with me on audio. and on audio boo that we're using, if you were to put in the hashtag Omani dog, actually, if you were go into Instagram, you'll find photographs of Omani dog as well.
Cool.
But I also have an Omani child who is called Omani Dot. I have an Omani wife who's called Omani Mott. John, back to Dundeel. Come on, tell me a story about... Did you start Dundeel?
No, it's originally started by a husband and wife team, Fred and Geraldine Carlson. Fred is from Sweden, and Geraldine is from Wexford, hence the Wexford connection.
Do they still live in Ireland?
They still live in Wexford, yeah. Fred is still very much part of the team. He's here today somewhere.
And tell me, do they just see Craigslist being very successful in America and decide to do the same thing for Ireland? Is that what it was?
Kind of, but being from Sweden, when the guys were moving back from Sweden to Ireland, they used a company called Blocket, which is a very big site in Stockholm, in Sweden. And they came back to Ireland and decided, okay, well, I need to buy some things. I sold all my stuff in Sweden. Now I need to buy some things, but there really wasn't anything around. You know, and the newspapers just had tiny little pictures, and if they had pictures at all.
And he didn't have an IKEA to go to.
No, he didn't have an IKEA to go to. So he said, well, there's going to be a Blocket in Ireland one day, and it will be the biggest classified website. Why not us?
Wow. And did you know them in those days?
Yes. Actually, Fred and I worked together at the time.
Do you want to say what you were doing?
Actually, we were both working for a local authority in Ireland as consultants. And Fred was my star developer. And, you know, he talked about Dundee a lot. And eventually he said, I'm going to give it a go and go full time.
I have to ask you this. You don't have to answer, by the way, any of these questions. But what kind of a consultant were you?
Technical. I was building intranets for local authorities.
Intranet?
Mm.
In which period? Which decade?
Oh, well, this decade.
Right?
This was only...
Intranet for local authorities?
Yeah.
In Ireland?
In Ireland, yeah.
Did it succeed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very successful.
Do many local authorities have intranet?
All of them.
And there's a company in Cork, a spin-off from EMC, that will basically put a social network into your business so that you have an internal...
Familiar with them.
Yeah, I can't remember their name right now, but they'll kill me for not remembering their name. But they're outside in Ballincollig, and they're quite big, actually, much bigger than I realised.
Yeah, the name escapes me also, but I know what you're talking about.
We know what we're talking about, But look, back to Dundee. What role do you play in Dundee then?
I'm a facilitator. I have a staff of about 20 now. We'll be about 35 next year. And my job really is to make sure everyone's happy. Make sure everybody gets the tools they need to get the job done. Maybe look for other opportunities in the marketplace and see how we can continue to develop Dundee as a company in Ireland.
Look, I'm from a company called Change Agents, right? And we're new. We launched today, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. But the thing about this is that we decided when I was coming here that I would try to ask as many people as possible one consistent question.
Okay,
right?
Far away.
So the question is this, and you have all the experience to answer it, right? And it's not so much about Dundee as it's about everything you've learned in your life, right? If you were to give three bits of advice to an entrepreneur aiming to build their brand, right?
Yeah.
They have an open mind and they really want to build a brand. What would be the three key, almost like bullet points from your experience, John, from Dundee? What would you say?
Number one, Google AdWords. Use Google AdWords wisely. It's cheap and efficient to build your brand online. Number two, make sure you know your customers very well. Engage with them. Make sure you understand them. And three, don't give up. Sometimes it's going to be shit, and that's just the way it is. Keep going.
And a question from me, I don't know, I'm the son of a bookseller, right? So I always, I'm dead keen, and I don't always ask people this, is there a book you love, by the way?
Yep, there is.
Tell it to me, please.
Steve Jobs.
The biography?
Yeah, love it.
Do you know I haven't yet read it?
Fantastic.
I tell you, I read one great book, and maybe you know it already. It's called Odyssey. And it was written by Steve Jobs' John Scully, right?
All right.
And it tells us, John Scully wrote it, and he tells the story of how Steve Jobs enticed him out of Pepsi. And the thing that stood out in my mind, the book has got one wonderful feature. It's a narrative, right? Now, obviously, he's a protagonist in a drama, right? And after reading Steve Jobs' biography, you know, you probably have views on John Scully, right? That's not the point. But John Scully gave a narrative from his point of view of what it was like, right, to be courted by Steve Jobs, right? And Steve Jobs took John Scully to the Museum of Modern Art, I think it was, in New York, stood him in front of a painting and said, you know, what do you want to do with your life, right, or something. The thing I want to say, though, that book was quite revolutionary in the way it was structured.
Mm.
There was narrative on the one hand, and at the end of each chapter, there was learning. There was the key, almost like a reflection, and they could be a single page or two pages.
All right.
And I thought you might be interested in that, or even for historical...
Great, thanks very much.
As a book.
Appreciate that.
It's probably out of... But a second-hand copy is available easily. It's John Scully, and I think it's called Odyssey.
Probably on Kindle.
I hope so, you know, because I've lost my own personal copy. It had all scribblings on it.
Yeah.
John, look, tell people, in summary, how they can get in touch with... Dundeel or you or both? On Twitter, are you there?
Well, we're everywhere, but hey, listen, it's easy. Dundeel.ie, that's where they need to go. Our blog, our tweets, everything is there, our social stuff. Dundeel.ie, and they can find out more about us.
And if there's one thing that you'd like people listening to this audio to do, this is the kind of call to action bit, what would you like them to do now that they've just listened to you? What do you want them to do?
Buy and sell more stuff on Dundeel.